Yes, now.
I was never a field agent. I always thought I'd be rather good.
But you handled the operation into BC very well.
Thanks.
For a secretary.
What?
Can't have been easy all those years sitting in the back, keeping her mouth shut when you knew you were cleverer than most of the people in the room.
I didn't do this out of jealousy.
No. Same old trudge, day in, day out. Never getting out there where all the excitement was. Just back to your little flat on Wigmore Street. They've taken up the pavement outside the post office there. The local clay on your shoes is very distinctive. Yes, your little flat.
How do you know?
Well, on your salary, it would have to be modest, and you spent all the money on that cottage, didn't you? And what are you, widowed or divorced? Wedding ring's at least 30 years old, and you moved it to another finger. That means you're sentimentally attached to it, but you're not still married. I favor widowed, given the number of cats you share your life with.
Sherlock.
Two Burmese and a tortoise shell, judging by the cat hairs on your cardigan. A divorcee's more likely to look for a new partner, a widow to fill the void left by her dead husband.
Sherlock, don't.
Pets do that, or so I'm told. And there's clearly no one new in your life, otherwise you wouldn't be spending your Friday nights in an aquarium. That probably accounts for the drink problem, too. The slight tremor in your hand, the red wine stain ghosting your top lip. So, yes. I say jealousy was your motive after all. To prove how good you were. To make up for the inadequacies of your little life.